The provincial government announced today that beginning in 2026 consumers will be able to buy a wide variety of alcohol products at convenience and grocery stores, plus big box stores. Today, the Ontario government announced that beginning no later than January 1, 2026, consumers will be able to buy beer, wine, cider, coolers, seltzers, and other low-alcohol ready-to-drink beverages at all participating convenience, grocery and big-box stores across the province, said a news release. This new, more open marketplace will introduce up to 8,500 new stores where these products can be purchased, the largest expansion of consumer choice and convenience since the end of Prohibition almost 100 years ago. Hard liquor will continue to be sold at the LCBO. We made a promise to the people of Ontario to deliver more choice and convenience, said Premier Doug Ford. Today, we're delivering on that promise. There's no reason why Ontario consumers shouldn't enjoy the same convenient shopping experience as Canadians in every other province when buying some wine for their holiday party or a case of beer or seltzers on their way to the cottage. The current agreement the province has with the beer store will not be renewed when it expires at the end of 2025. The announcement included competitive pricing. Ontario will introduce competitive pricing to all private retailers to promote competition and a better deal for consumers. LCBO retail stores will maintain consistent pricing across the province to help ensure consumers do not pay more based on where they live, including in rural and northern Ontario. As they do in other provinces, retailers will have the option to set promotional prices consistent with relevant regulations. Minimum pricing policies will remain in effect to preserve standards for responsible consumption. Pack sizes. Ontario is removing restrictions and exclusivities on pack sizes. Consumers will be able to purchase any pack size, including 12 packs, 24 packs or even 30 packs as is popular in Quebec of beer, cider and ready-to-drink alcohol beverages at convenience, grocery and big-box stores, in addition to the LCBO and the beer store. Recycling program. The beer store has agreed to continue to run the province-wide recycling program for alcoholic beverage containers until at least 2031 as part of a transition period in the new marketplace. Support for local beverage alcohol producers. Ontario will provide a range of transitional and time-limited supports to Ontario-based producers to help with the transition to a more open marketplace, including social responsibility. The government is providing an additional $10 million over 5 years in funding to the Ministry of Health to support social responsibility and public health efforts to ensure alcohol continues to be sold and consumed safely in the expanded marketplace. Existing requirements related to staff training, minimum pricing, hours of sale and warning signs will be maintained and applied to all new retail outlets. Wholesale. The LCBO will be the exclusive wholesaler for all retail, bars and restaurants selling alcohol and will offer consumers an extensive array of choices, including domestic and imported products. Distribution. The LCBO will continue to work with producers and retailers to distribute wine and spirits in an expanded marketplace, including retail stores, bars and restaurants. The beer store has agreed to maintain its primary role in the distribution of beer to retailers, bars and restaurants until at least 2031 as part of the transition period, helping to provide stability to the sector and frontline workers. The province will also permit more flexible distribution models for small producers.